So my dear devotees and friends, please look around for a moment and just take in the breathtaking beauty of this Siddha place, this place of perfection. Just see the mountains in the back and know that 5,111 years ago, that was the same mountains, the same scene. And look at this huge top of the cave. You will notice it looks like pages in a book. It is said that all the Vedic knowledge is contained within this particular formation. It is not just a geological formation. It is, as Professor Schmicke would say, an information field which is there, which contains the essence of all the Vedic scriptures. This is a very, very wonderful place, and at this place it is necessary for us to hear a little bit about the glories of this place, so that we can tune into this. As you have been told already, this is the cave in which Srila Vyasadeva dictated the essence of all Vedic knowledge, the Amala Purana, the spotless, flawless, impeccable knowledge of the Bhagavata, to his scribe Ganeshji. And from this effort, the book Bhagavatam manifested in this world. The book Bhagavatam, when we study it regularly and attentively, is like a sun which can remove the inner darkness which surrounds the soul. The Bhagavatam is not just a book with meaningless information. It's a living scripture with the power to destroy ignorance. This Bhagavatam Puranam has arisen in the dark age of Kali to shed a light on the path for us to take if we have a orientation which brings us back to Godhead. Such knowledge is available. In order for the Bhagavatam to happen, or let me express it in a other way, in order for the Bhagavatam to rise in the sky of your heart, so that this phenomena can happen, you need to approach the Bhagavatam with three attitudes. The first attitude, which you need if you want a revelation of the Krishna Son in your heart, is Shraddha, faith. Without faith, the Bhagavatam will not unfold in you. The second is, you must read the Bhagavatam regularly. If you don't read the Bhagavatam regularly, but only occasionally, it's like eating occasionally. When you eat occasionally, most probably you won't be so strong and healthy. So the Bhagavatam, or if you breathe occasionally, then you will not be very energetic. Or if you drink water occasionally, you need to read the Bhagavatam regularly. You need to show a good attendance to the Bhagavatam. Like in a relationship, it's not that today you are there in the relationship and tomorrow you are absent. You have to form a regular relationship with the Bhagavatam if you want it to happen. And the third is, you must have what the scriptures say, svacheshtitam. Svacheshtitam means an effort which you must do to be attentive to the message of the Bhagavatam. You must try to relish the Bhagavatam until you faint. This is how one commentator says. You must make the effort to hear the Bhagavatam until you faint. What does this mean? I mean, do we want people to fall off their chairs and faint? No, with faint we mean that your material consciousness must just faint, plang, and fall away. And this can only happen if you pay full attention, this effort you have to do. So if these three things are there, you hear the Bhagavatam with Shraddha, with faith, you do it regularly, and you bring your full attention to the subject matter. Krishna will rise in your heart. I remember when I was a child, I did not like to read very much, so my mother wanted to trick me into reading. And what did she do? She gave me a book, which we say in German is ein Aufstellbuch. I don't know how to say it in English. It's a book, when you open it, schwupp, a castle comes out and stands there.
A pop-up book.
Oh God, we have the help of an English speaker here. A pop-up book. It pops up. And you see, oh my God, and there's a whole landscape, and there is everything there in the book. And then there is, for children who don't want to read, entrance, you know. Then they read at least entrance, you know, and have learned one word, you know. So this is how my mother tricked me into reading, so that now I know some reading. So the Bhagavatam is also a pop-up book in a different way. If you actually enter the reading of the book with these three qualities, faith, regular, and attention, all of a sudden something will pop up in your heart, and you will actually see Krishna in your heart. This is described in the Bhagavatam itself, that the Bhagavatam will bring about a manifestation of Krishna in your heart, so that when this happens, when you recognize Krishna in your heart, you will get some rasa, and then you will faint with ecstasy. This is what we need. We want a pop-up effect of reading the Bhagavatam. Shup! Krishna is there in the book. You know pop-up books in Russia? No,
understand.
Yes. So you know in India, this Padre Vishal, the book you open and whoop, some picture comes. Yes, here Krishna will pop up like there, like Padre Vishal is showing to us. We will be in your heart. Baby Krishna, Kaishora Krishna, Kumara Krishna, everything about Krishna will become manifest in your heart. And as a result, you will faint. Your material consciousness will go. This is desired. This is necessary. We want to lose our material consciousness. We want to remember Krishna always. We want to be ecstatic people. We don't want to be on the mental niveau, on the mental platform. This is not required for spiritualists. So let me quickly describe what happened here. Srila Vyasadeva sat here, and he had already composed the Vedic scriptures, except for one, except for the Bhagavatam. And although he had provided an ocean of knowledge, he felt a deep sense of personal dissatisfaction. His dissatisfaction was because his heart was still dry. This effect which we had described had not taken place. No transcendental realization of rasa, of that sublime, intoxicating, divine taste, that had not yet happened. So he sat there, like some of us, when there is not enough prasadam, or when the road is extremely bumpy,
We sit very mental and depressed in our cars. He sat there, and then when it said, when the disciple is not satisfied in his spiritual life, but he wants to advance, he is eager to advance, he wants to solve his dilemma, then Guruji comes. Guruji even comes out of the non-manifested sphere. He can come even to now, to you now, like Srila Prabhupada or our Srila Baba has a very exalted spiritual master. They can come. If you are eager to learn, if you want to learn, this price you have to pay, that eagerness, and they will come and give the solution where you have to, where the river is blocked a little bit of your life. And so Narada Muni came and said, "Ha, Vyasa, you have made so much effort to write the Vedas, but one scripture is missing. The Bhagavatam is missing. It is not yet there." Yes, Bhagavatam is not available. You have not glorified Krishna personally. And when God is not appearing in our heart, if our heart is empty and we have no love in our heart for God, what is our life worth? This heart, we can rip it out of our chest and throw it into the Ganga. Maybe when it comes out, it is a little better. This is very good information. Heart must be full of love. This is very important. Full of gratitude. Full of life. Not a lifeless heart. We don't require a lifeless, dry, materialistic heart. We don't require it for life. So when Vyasadeva set about to complete the task of Bhagavatam, then he meditated very deeply at this place. And as he meditated deeply on this place, he saw all of a sudden the Almighty Lord. He saw the Lord. And he saw something else right after him, behind him, almost like the shadow of a person. There was Maya, the illusory energy. And he could understand that all those who do not stand in front of Krishna, who do not look at the Lord with their eyes, they will only see the shadow. If you don't look into the sun, if you turn around, what will you see? The shadow. Like, I'm not looking into the sun. Look at me. I'm not looking into the sun. What do I see? I see an ugly shadow. No. So he saw most of the people of this world don't look at God. They don't look in this direction, and therefore they see the shadow of Maya. They are in the Maya. Maya yad apashritam. They are under the shelter of Maya, not under the shelter of the divine energy. Even devotees of Krishna have to be very careful that they continue to look into the bright light of Krishna consciousness, that they don't become mechanic, ritualistic people who just do everything out of habit without any real eagerness in their heart. You have to look at Krishna. So he could understand with one glance, wow, here's the shadow, Maya, which is holding everyone in a mayic embrace, in a mayic slumber, in an illusory slumber. And he wrote one verse, Maya javani kachanam adokshayam avyayam. He said, those who are deeply enlightened, they only see the covering curtain of Maya. The shadow is like a covering curtain, and their knowledge is bewildered. They are confused. Once Narada Muni wanted to understand what it means to be in Maya. So he asked the Lord, my dear Lord, can you please show me what Maya is? The Lord said, why do you want to know this? You should know what is Krishna. No, I am always together with you, but I'm preaching to people who are in Maya. I need to understand their situation. Please show me what is Maya. So the Lord said, okay, if you so desire, I will give you a vision. And he took him on planet Earth with Garudaji, and he told him, Narada, take your bath in this lake. So Narada went into this lake like Pakasadu with a gamsha. And when he came out of this lake, he was no longer Narada. He looked like a beautiful lady with two mountains, and everything was there. And he had forgotten that he is Narada. This morning, Badri Vishal Prabhu took me to a little lake, a little kund, before Badri Nath's temple. And he said, Maharaj, you must take your bath in this. So there were 50,000 other Indians bathing, but I felt highly inclined to also join them. So we went together inside, and it was very, very warm, very steaming warm. You could see the steam coming in the morning. You know? And now imagine the following scene. Badri went three times into the pond, and then when he imagine he would have come out, or he will feel uncomfortable if I use him as an example. Imagine the scene: I would come up, and in another body, the body of a lady, Badri Vishal would go, oh, what happened to you? Sachinandan Swami, what happened to you? This is not required, this disguise. This is what happened to Narada Muni. He went into the lake and he came out as a woman. And he had forgotten who he was. Vishnu disappeared. A little later, a young prince came, yes, and he saw the lady, and he said, you are here in the lake, you're standing so confused, where is your dress and everything? She said, I don't know. How did you get into this lake? I don't know. Who are you? I don't know. From where do you come? I don't know. This is the answer which everyone gives in this world. We all have fallen in this situation. Who are you? You will say, I don't know. Where did you come from? I don't know. Why do you look like this? I don't know. We don't know who we are. This is a problem. Goyankai, this is a problem. This is a problem. We have taken our bath in the ocean of Maya and we have forgotten that we are parts of Krishna. This is our situation. Scandal. You laugh maybe if you hear the story that I'm going with Badri into the lake and I'm coming out a different person, and you laugh. Not possible. It is possible. You all are in the situation. You are all in strange forms. Hare Krishna. So this king or prince gave the lady his own chada and said, you please dress provisionally and I take you with me in the palace, and there you can be dressed properly. And eventually she became the queen of the prince. The prince now had become a king after his father had deceased, and they had many children. And once the neighboring king went for a full attack on the kingdom, and all the sons were slaughtered mercilessly on the battlefield. When the queen, previously Narada Muni, but when the queen came to the battlefield and saw her dead children, she just pulled her hair and she was beating her chest and cried and cried and cried, what has happened to my children? And previously she was so proud to have such a good family, such good warriors. Now she was so distraught and so miserable. And then she cried. And after some time of crying, an old brahmana came and said, "Why don't you cry? You're not all this. You're not the queen. You're not the mother of these warriors who have died heroically on the battlefield. You are someone else. Come, come, come with me." And she, the brahmana, took the queen into the lake. There, the queen was asked to take a bath, and when she came out, was again Narada Muni. Illusion, hogya, was finished, over. We all need to find this lake in our lives. Where is the lake in which you can bathe, and which, when you take a bath, will help you to wake up and come to your proper identity? You all need to find this lake. You need to be desperate to find this lake. So that the false identity and its many, many unnecessary distractions do not continue. Today we found the beginning of the lake. Mr. Goenkaji and his wife, who had birthday, smuggled me into the temple. Yes, like their adopted child, they smuggled me into the temple. And I was sitting before the deity as he was having his Abhishek, and I heard the brahmanas there recite the Srimad Bhagavatam. They recited many different shlokas, but some shlokas were the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is that lake. If you immerse yourself into the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam, if you enter this here, this information field of the Bhagavatam, if you enter it and don't come out of this lake, then your life will come normal again. You will become spiritually empowered. It is Hare Krishna. This is bound to happen. It is the promise of the Bhagavatam. It says, when you hear the Bhagavatam, it washes away the contaminations from your heart, and as a result, you will see Krishna. You will see Krishna appearing in your heart. When there is monsoon in Bengal, something happens. The monsoon will wash these pukurs. You know pukurs? These are ponds, and they over a year become very, very dirty because people take their bath, and before they take their bath, they use the open air toilet. Their ducks use the open air toilet. It's really a smelly place, these pukurs, before the monsoon. But when the monsoon comes, it washes these ponds. It washes all the pool, all the dirt away, which accumulates in rivers and then goes into the Ganga, which washes everything, and everything becomes pristine. So hearing the Bhagavatam is compared with this event, that the constant shower of the Bhagavatam on our heart will wash away the dirt and the contamination which is covering us, and as a result we will come in our pristine glory. Bhagavatam, in other words, doesn't only make Krishna pop out and come out in your heart. Bhagavatam makes you also come out. Like in this story from the Devi Purana, which I have told you, where Narada Muni had this wonderful experience of entering the lake again and coming out in his identity. To finish our little reading, let the Bhagavatam speak for itself. I want to read some good verse. Jayati tedikam janmana braja shrayata indira shashvatatrahi daita drishyatam dikshutavakas tvayi drita savas tvam vichinvate. It is a glorification of Krishna by the gopis. The gopis say, O beloved Krishna, your birth in the land of Braja has made it exceedingly glorious. And thus the goddess of fortune always resides here. Who is the original goddess of fortune? Srimati Radharani always resides in the land of Braj. It is only for your sake, O Krishna, that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you, so please show yourself to us. This is the glory of the Bhagavatam. We immediately go into a devotional mood. O Krishna, we also have searched for you everywhere. Please appear before us. Welcome, Mrs. Goenkayi. Your birthday is to you. Your happy birthday. Please hear the glorification of the Bhagavatam and become happy in your heart.
This is,
then the gopis say, Vishajalapyavat Vyalarakshasat Vashamarutat Vaityutanalat Vrishamayatmajat Vishvatobayat Rishabhatevayam Rakshitamuhu. O Krishna, greatest of personalities. Krishna is the greatest of personalities. When we came out of the pond, there was one Brahmana who danced and who said, Krishna Vande Gurum. Like this. Krishna
Vande Jagat Guru.
Krishna Saranam.
Krishna Saranam. Krishna Saranam Mama, and then what is it? Krishna Vande Jagat Gurum. Krishna Vande Jagat Gurum. He said, Krishna Saranam Mama. Krishna, I take shelter at your lotus feet. And he was dancing as he was feeling joyous, joy in his heart. Then he said, you are the guru of all the universe. So here the gopis say, you are the greatest of personality. You have repeatedly saved us from all kinds of danger. And then the gopis make a list of the danger where Krishna saved them. You have saved us from poisoned waters, from the terrible man-eater Aga, from the great rains sent by Indra, from the wind demon Trinavata, from the fiery thunderbolt of Indra, from the bull demon Aristasura, and from the son of Maya Danava, Vyomasura. You have saved us. You know, like once the Brajabasis were drinking the water of the Yamuna, but it was poisoned from Kalia. And as a result, they all died. Then Krishna came. Krishna, Vande Krishnam Jagat Guru. He came and he looked. And with his looking, he has this quality. It's called Sudakar. When Krishna looks somewhere, life comes into the person he looks at. And as an immediate result, all of them came back to life. All the Rajavasis came back to life. When you take darshan, the idea is not that you see the Lord. The idea is the Lord looks at you. And when he looks at you, his sudaka, his special quality, will wake you up. Like our Sridhar Baba. Yesterday he went for darshan of Bhatri Narayan. And afterwards, he was dancing like a positive madman. Almost until he fainted. I have seen. Because the Lord had looked at him, some strength came into his body, even though there was high altitude, and he danced like a madman. This is very desired. Then Krishna, I don't know what happened to the nose. Signs of ecstasy have appeared in the nose. Then you have saved us from the terrible man-eater Agasura, who came as a huge python snake to swallow the Sakas. You have lifted the Govardhan hill when Indra was angry and sent his fiery bolt. Sorry.
Maharaj, you cover your head.
Put your head on.
You have to cover your head.
Ah, this is the idea. Then it goes. Good. Thank you. No problem. This happens when you have gotten a false body, when you have taken a bath in the lake of Maya and come out wrongly, then you have a wrong body. Now we need to find the right lake of the Bhagavata and get our spiritual body back. Then no need of tissues. Absolutely no need. So please, for a moment, my dear devotees, think when Krishna has saved you in your life. Can you remember an incident where Krishna saved you? Maybe he appeared and saved you from a materialistic life. Maybe he came through a genuine devotee into your life and saved you from pursuing the wrong activity. Maybe he gave you in your heart the idea to come to Badrinath and stand before the Lord of the universe and pray to him for blessings. I have written this book the way the book came through me, The Way of the Great Departure, and there I describe how we had a pilgrimage group and one of our members took a bath from a sulfur spring and slipped, and it was, you know, like these Himalaya roads where it says you know, what are the slogans which we find here in the Himalayan roads, you know, come home alive, you know, drive slowly. They have these cool slogans, you know, to encourage you. So it was one of these abysses. He slipped and he fell down, and we could see him falling like a rock. But all of a sudden, Krishna saved him. He came up like as if he was carried by an unknown, unseen personality. Krishna has saved many times all of us. Otherwise, you wouldn't be even alive here after driving through Badrinath on these wild roads where you simply have to go. Mr. Goenka told me, you have to, when you drive in that car, stop looking down and worry about your next life. You have to just give your life to Krishna. You have no choice, and you have to hope you arrive somehow. You have to take full shelter. So Krishna has brought us here. I think that's a proof that Krishna has saved us. I mean, when you see these roads, you really get faith in Krishna. So I want to read the last shloka. It's a beautiful prayer, the Gopi Gita. So the gopis are glorifying Krishna and pray to him that he places his feet on their body, and then they sing their hearts out to Krishna in this beautiful, charming song, which is known amongst the Vaishnavas as the Gopi Gita. And at the end, the gopis show the perfection of spiritual life. They cry loudly for the mercy of Krishna to see him. And when they come to this place in their song, in the Gopi Gita, then something happens. Tasam avirabhuch chori smayamana mukambujaha pitambara dara shrakvi sakshan manmata manmataha. Then Sri Krishna appeared before the gopis. He had a smile on his lotus face. He was wearing a garland and a yellow garment. He directly appeared as one who can bewilder the mind of the God of love, who himself bewilders the minds of ordinary people. Let us just meditate about this picture. Krishna comes smiling. What is his smile? When Krishna smiles, his teeth show a little bit, and the teeth are white as these wonderful kunda flowers, and the soft glow emanates from the teeth and enters the heart of the gopis. This smile has a soft glow which comes by the whole his bimba fruit red lips and this beautiful smile which comes. If you feel depressed and lonely, if you feel distraught, think about the smiling Lord. Think about the smile. This smile is so beautiful that it can evaporate the ocean of tears which have been cried by the unfortunate Maya-bound conditioned souls in this world. So Krishna appeared like this. He was wearing a garland. Krishna had this garland which the gopis had made earlier for him, and in order to show that he really cared for them, he had removed the chadar which was on his chest covering the garland. I want to show you that you can know. Sadhu Maharaj, 1 minute, this chadar, I can, 1 minute. So normally Krishna wears the chadar like this, and he dances and the chadar will swing.
Pitambara,
yes, Pitambara. But this time, because Krishna knew by disappearing from the gopis, I have given them pain, Krishna was holding his chadar like this and showed his chest. Here, look, here's the garland. You have made the garland. This is your own garland. I'm carrying your garland. Don't think I have forgotten you. Here, I'm showing you. It's your decoration. I value this decoration very much. So he came like this before the gopis. And then, how did he look? Sadhu Maharaji, thank you. he was so beautiful that even millions of cupids who are so attractive were superseded by his beauty. He looked as someone who could bewilder the mind of Cupid, who bewilders the mind of everyone. Cupid, you know the effect of Cupid? Cupid comes in your heart, and then you become bewildered and think your opposite, that your partner is the most beautiful and most qualified person in the universe. This happens by the effect of the arrow of Cupid. Yes, it is very strong. It's very strong. Goes to the heart like this. So Cupid, who can bewilder everyone, there is none who cannot be bewildered by this, is overcome by Krishna's beauty. Once Cupid came to Krishna and said, I want to battle with you and defeat you. Up till now you are with the most beautiful women, but you are not at all bewildered. So, but now I will show you. I will fight with you and I will conquer you. You can choose the battleground. Do you want to do it like the yogis, or do you want to do it in active life? Your battleground is when you are, the yogis go into the fortress, into a castle in the caves of the Himalayas. We can see here above Badri Nath, there are these caves. Do you want to withdraw from the world and as a tyagi battle with me? No. You can. Or do you want to be in the world and battle there with me? Krishna said, you come back when I do my rasa dance with the most beautiful beauties of the universe. When I do my rasa lila, this will be the ground. The Cupid came back in autumn. This night will soon come. Now the moon is slowly increasing, have you seen? Very soon it will be full moon. And in that time Krishna does his rasa dance with the most beautiful ladies of Braj. So Cupid came, Krishna was dancing, and they were singing with his glories, and there was the most beautiful loving relationship. And Cupid tried to make Krishna lustily and lustful, inclined like this. He was trying to shoot his arrow, but Krishna was so beautiful that as he looked at Krishna, he fell in love with Krishna, and he fainted on the ground and could not shoot his arrows any longer. He was lying on the ground, defeated. So if you want to become free from Cupid influence, you must become mad for Krishna. You must become full in your heart with Krishna. You must taste the Krishna rasa. And again, I'm coming back to my point. This will happen to you when you use the wonderful magic of Bhagavatam, that Krishna reveals himself in the heart. There are two sadhanas which are very powerful in Kali Yuga. One is, and they are like Krishna and like Radha. First sadhana is like Krishna, the holy name, which is Krishna himself. And the Bhagavad Katha is like Radha, it's the Swarup Shakti of Krishna. These two sadhanas you have to practice. And then you will experience how you become very involved in Krishna. At the end, I want you to repeat now these first class names of Krishna, which are very powerful.
of the divine couple. Radha Damodaro Purvam. Radha Damodaro Purvam. Radhika Madhavo Tata. Radhika Madhavo Tata. Vrishabhanu Kumaricha.
Vrishabhanu Kumaricha.
Tata Gopendra Nandana.
Tata Gopendra Nandana.
Govindasya Priya Sakhi.
Govindasya Priya Sakhi.
Gandava Bandavastata.
Gandava Bandavastata.
Nikunya Nagaro Goshta.
Nikunya Nagaro Goshta.
Kishora Jana Shekaro.
Kishora Jana Shekaro.
Vrindavanadipo Krishna.
Vrindavanadipo Krishna.
Vallabhara Radhika Priyo.
Radhika Priyo.
Radha Damodaro Purvam. Radhika Madhavam Tata.
Radhika Madhavam Tata.
It says that you should chant these names with feelings. Wander through Vrindavan and think of the pastimes of Krishna. Always be humble. Never practice any deceit. This means, these are the names of the divine couple. The ever fresh Radha Damodar. And also Radhika and Madhava. The daughter of King Vrishabhanu. The darling son of the king of cowherds, the dearest of the Priya Sakhis, Radha Rani, who is bound with love to Krishna. These names are very good. They are very powerful. All the names of Krishna are there for you to increase your love him. This was our little attempt to glorify the Bhagavatam. I want to summarize what you have heard. We have discussed today about how the Bhagavatam was written. We started in the Gufa of Ganesh, at the height of Vyasadeva's literary contribution. He saw the Bhagavatam. He saw the Lord and behind him Maya. But he looked at the Lord and the Bhagavatam was revealed to him. And then he put the Bhagavatam into the pages. Here you can see the eternal the very old pages of the Bhagavatam. There's 5,000 years old pages here. The Bhagavatam, I wanted to say, has one effect. It makes Krishna appear in the heart. But when does this effect of the Bhagavatam happen? It happens only if you commit to the Bhagavatam. Just a relation, like a relationship. A loving relationship happens when you commit to the relationship. You know? Like, I'm now the fan of Sridhar because he fed me what was necessary on my journey to Badrinath, and I was surviving really by your parental feeding on the way. you must develop a committed relationship to the Bhagavatam, not like most of the Hare Krishnas who never read and always worry. You must read daily in the Bhagavatam with great effort to stay attentive to the subject matter, and with faith you must read. This is very important. Then the next point I wanted to make is that Bhagavatam happens by purifying you, so that the mistaken identity which you have at the present moment, the identity which is made out of a false ego, will go. I encouraged you to find the lake and enter the lake of the Bhagavatam, so that you come out in your natural form as your true self. No? And finally, I wanted to say that Bhagavatam sadhana works best when you also chant the holy name in abundance. Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai,
Srila Vyasadeva ki
jai,
Vyasadev Kufa ki
jai,
Shri Bhakti Narayan ki
jai,
Jai Jai Srila.